रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 44, द डेथ ऑफ जांबुमाली. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Meanwhile, Jambumali, the son of Prahastha, was dispatched by Ravana and started on his mission armed at all points, tusked with a wild boar or elephant, decked in garlands and garments of fiery red, his earrings and chains flashing in the sun. He moved apace like a huge mountain, rolling his eyes frightfully with his bow, like unto a huge rainbow. And with his deadly arrows, he stringed and twanged well upon the ears like the bolts of Indra or a clap of thunder. The quarters and the ends of the earth and the sky above quaked in affright. He came apace in his car drawn by huge donkeys. Marathi guessed that he might give him some minutes' work to gladden his heart. His roars drew the eyes of the Rakshasa to where he sat above the gate, and he, stopping the course, struck at his face with a half-moon dart, and at his head with a karni, and at his mighty arms with 10 narachas. Karni is shaped like an elephant goat. Marathi's face shone thereupon like a blown lotus kissed by the rays of the morning sun. The blood drops over it resemble the drops of fine sandal paste sprinkled over the flower. It but roused a latent wrath in Hanuman. He bethought himself of the shortest way to slay the Rakshasas. He glanced around him and his eyes fell upon a huge piece of rock. Marathi, the mightiest of the mighty, uprooted it and hit Jambumali with it. His foe shattered it with 10 sharp arrows. Hanuman, like unto a tornado in speed, found himself foiled in his purpose, grasped a huge tree that stood by and whirled it around his head. But the Rakshasa sent from his bow sharp arrows that broke it to bits. He followed with another 5 that pierced him in his shoulders. A fresh dart struck him on his chest, and 10 more came on its heels right between his breasts. The redoubtable champion of the monkeys was hit all over by his enemy's arrows that bristled up like a porcupine. His wrath grew darker yet. He grasped the huge iron bar that served him so well a while ago and whirled it around his head. Boundless of strength, matchless of speed, he swung it with his full force and struck Jambumali on his broad, huge chest with it. Thereafter, no one knew what became of the Rakshasa. His head, arms or knees, or bow and arrows, or car or horses, nothing was there to see. Thus the huge giant Jambumali fell under the blow of Anjaneya and was literally shattered to atoms. News was brought to the Lord Ravana of the destruction of the mighty Kinkaras and the death of Jambumali. His eyes blazed red with rage and he roared an order to the sons of his ministers, 7 in number and matchless of might, "Drag me here, that mischievous monkey in bonds." Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhananjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.